You're listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon and welcome to Humanitarian Radio. I am host Janie Beauclair.
And I'm Tony St. Tone.
And if you are joining us for the very first time, we welcome you. We're a feel-good show shouting out some good news from around the world. You can expect some great positive music by St. Tone, an innovative and positive guest every week, and our events calendar from great things happening around the United States.
This week we have Mark Abadi as our guest. He is a holistic psychologist, a meditation teacher, a spiritual coach and counselor, public speaker, author. This guy does quite a bit.
And let me tell you something, great guy to listen to. He has been called the Robin Williams of energy medicine.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I mean, that's quite the compliment. Mark does some live stuff and has come out with a book called Evolve, and he's going to talk all about the world he lives in and how he got there, and it's really fascinating. So we have been able to do some really cool things over the last week with Humanitarian Radio and also with St. Tone. And so first, let's talk about last weekend. We joined the Reality Rally.
Yeah, Reality Rally is Jillian Larson, and she is the woman that we had on a number of weeks ago from Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
She was a woman that tried for 8 years to get onto Survivor, and she finally did. By the time she made it, she was the second oldest woman to be on. She was 61 years old, and what she decided to do is, though she was kicked off the show, just like everyone she was kicked off second, and she had 5 weeks to hang out because you can't leave the island once you're there because they don't want you out.
You can't tell.
So she started talking to people. They're like, what do people do once they've been on Survivor? And someone said, oh, sometimes they start charities. And she said, well, I'm going to start a charity. And she decided to hook up with Michelle's Place. And
which is Breast Cancer Survivor.
Yep. And so they started raising awareness about it. She's been doing it about 5 or 6 years. Actually, this past one was their fifth year.
Yeah, so last weekend we went to their event in Southern California, and they had 99 reality stars. We met all kinds of people, like people from The Bachelor, from Hell's Kitchen, from
Naked and Afraid.
Yeah, the Naked and Afraid dude we didn't recognize. He had clothes on.
He had clothes on, exactly. He was the first guy on there. But long story short, is it was a great event. They do it every year in Temecula Valley, California. If you want to get involved, check them out. Again, it's a reality rally.
We are going to have some of the stars that we met do interviews on the show, because a lot of these guys are doing really great things for humanity, and they deserve being focused on.
Absolutely.
So that was a lot of fun. Now, just a couple days ago, we did The Real Cowboys, R-E-E-L. The Real Cowboys is a group of people that were in the film industry in the cowboy world. Either they were stuntmen in cowboy films, or they sang in cowboy movies, in the saloons and the cantinas and stuff like that. There was a great group of people. We met some amazing past stars, if you will, that aren't real known in life anymore because they're not in those, you know, not a whole lot of cowboy movies being made right now.
No, but what's going on is, we got a chance to perform, which was a lot of fun.
And let me just jump in there for a moment. Tony sang a cowboy medley. It started out with
Mama, Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys.
And then it went into
the song from Hee Haw, which was the very first song I ever learned when I was 5.
And you used to sing it. Where are you tonight? And you used to sing it where?
I used to sing it in church.
In church.
And my dad used to get mad because when everyone was quiet, I'd start singing it at the top of my lungs.
That was the hit of the show.
Yeah, that was definitely a hit.
Oh, my God. And I was trying to discourage him from singing Hee Haw, where are you tonight?
Well,
I'm like, that's not a cowboy song. He's like, but everybody's going to know it.
Best part is you met another and you was gone.
And
that was
the whole place was just in all along. It was crazy. A lot of fun. And we want to thank those guys. They're actually having us perform on their float in the Burbank Parade next Saturday morning.
Yes.
So that'll be a good time. We'll be on the float with a whole bunch of past cowboy stars and women, men, a whole group of people. We have to dress as cowboys. And they've been the grand marshal of the parade for a lot of years.
Yeah, and a couple of other things that are going on this week. We are doing the graduation for emerging leaders.
Oh, right, right. Emerging Leaders is the group that works with people that have come out of jail or people that are extremely down on their luck and mm-hmm. teaches them how to start thinking in a different realm and not go back to their old ways and their old gangs and their old hangout people and start a fresh life.
Yep, it's a great organization. It's headed up by Clyde Terry, who is another guest of ours.
In fact, you just spoke there last week in Long Beach for the class.
Yes, I did. Yeah, and that was, again, it's always an honor to be part of that organization. And also Monday, we're doing a show at the Sportsman.
Yeah.
Full band is doing a show. And then next Saturday, the band is going to be in Malibu.
In Escobar's.
Yes.
Escobar's is a great Mexican restaurant. Unbelievable food.
It used to be called the Malibu Inn.
Yeah. Been there 100 years.
Yeah. On the Pacific Coast Highway. So if you are in any area near Malibu, next Saturday, 9 p.m., the band will be doing its premiere show there.
Just FYI, it's across the street from Malibu Beach, and there's an amazing pier, and people come out there to see the sunset and to see the stars.
From around the world, people come there. It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
How many people we've met so far just hanging out there.
Really fun place. The people who own Escobar's, it's the Escobar family, and they are going to actually come here and do a radio spot. They're going to start having commercials on our radio show, so you'll get to know that family as well. Hey, so did you catch the show we had on last week with Ricky Bird? Ricky Bird is the former guitar player for Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. They were inducted last night into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it's very exciting, too. And they were joined by Green Day, Lou Reed, Ringo Starr, Stevie Ray Vaughan, and Bill Withers.
I'm so thrilled that Bill Withers was inducted because he is very much not known as a name for the songs that he's come out with. But if you look him up, you will know hundreds of songs that guy has done over the years.
I must agree on that.
But very exciting for Ricky Bird, and he talks about it on the interview. If you missed the interview, just click on our humanitarianradio.com, click on his photo, and you can catch the interview again.
Yeah.
We're going to have him on the show again and tell us exactly how he felt getting inducted, as they had been nominated three previous times, and this time they finally made it in.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing an event with Ricky, too, coming up in the next few months, the end of June, where he's going to do a fundraiser for his
Clean and Sober.
Thank you. I was trying
to catch the name. It's actually called Clean Getaway.
Clean Getaway. There we go.
Yep.
So yeah, if you missed Ricky's show, check it out for sure. He's very inspiring. Congratulations to him. We're very delighted for him and Joan Jett and all the people who got inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Hey, it's time for our positive quote of the day. Today's quote is from Albert Einstein.
The world as we have created it is a process of our thinking. It cannot be changed without changing our thinking. Wasn't he a forward-thinking guy back in the day? I'm going to read it one more time.
He's Albert Einstein.
The world as we have created it is a process of our thinking. It cannot be changed without changing our thinking. I mean, you can't say it any more clean than that.
Yeah, I think he's putting it out there in a sense that, again, is this a happy world or is this a bad world, and where are you putting your focus
and your thoughts,
and you get what you focus on. So
and if you're looking to change the world, which a lot of people really want to change the world, well then change the way you're thinking.
Yeah. And change yourself, change your focus.
Yeah Lose the prejudice, lose the problems that are making the world we live in. It's time to make a shift and make a change, and you can do it. You just have to change the way you think.
And listen to more humanitarian radio.
And positive music by Saint Tone.
Yeah, there you go. Nice plug. That is your quote of the week.
Thank you, Albert Einstein. So, Tony, you wrote a song called Get in Tune that I'd like to play for our audience. Tell me about that song. What inspired you to write it?
Well, you know, I wanted to have something that actually made you think of getting into tune to what you think, say, and do. And dropping those lyrics into the song actually makes you maybe stop and really think about that. What am I saying? What am I doing? And that's what this quote is all about also. It's like, where's your focus? This song's going to be on a new album that's coming out here in 2015. So this is Get in Tune by Saint Tone.
Stone that is thrown into the lake of your soul. Let the ripple effect help you connect. Be the stone that is thrown into the lake of your soul. Let the ripple effect help you connect. To your higher yourself, no need for someone else. You've got the answers within yourself. Yeah, your higher self is always there to help, to guide you to your ultimate success. And do now to what you think you say and do. Don't be fooled now for everything. Placed in your garden of weeds, rearrange the place and plant some new seeds. Be the rake that is placed in your garden of weeds, rearrange the place and plant some new seeds. For the past is not the here and now. You're worth much more than you allow. Your past is not the here and now. You've got a shot to make yourself proud. Get into
So you can find this positive and many other positive songs on sainttone.com. That's SAINTTONE.com.
So it's time for some good news from around the world.
So I want to start out with a good news story that is about a gentleman named Kenton Lee. In the photo, Kenton looks to be about 30, maybe. He invented a shoe that grows. What do I mean by that? It's a sandal that you can adjust its size, allowing children living in poverty to grow up with shoes. Meaning, the shoes that come in small and large can grow 5 sizes and last at least 5 years.
It's amazing.
You can readjust with snaps to make these shoes be bigger and bigger and bigger, smaller, smaller, smaller. Really, really an amazing thing. There's over 300 million children who don't have shoes in this world and countless who wear shoes that don't fit. This guy came up with the idea to create a shoe that is grows with children. Unbelievable. Definitely, definitely want to, you know, tip our hats off to Kenton Lee. Great idea, dude. You're a young man who's very innovative, and we are really appreciative that there are people like you in this world.
The fact that he came up with such a simple, simple, simple idea, and it took this long for someone to come up with it, to say, hey, as these kids grow up, and they grow so quickly when they're young, that this shoe can quickly adjust.
Well, and the caption says, sometimes the most simple invention can be the most effective, and that's definitely the case with this one.
Yeah, I definitely give him a big thumbs up for doing that. What a great story.
Okay, here's another really cool story. a 17-year-old high school girl, took her grandfather to the prom. He was 80 years old. He had never been to his prom. So she took her 80-year-old grandfather as a guest. They danced all night. They were the last two on the dance floor. They were literally kicked out of the place when the lights went off. And he said it was the thrill of a lifetime. They took a carriage to the prom. He got his first tux ever.
Wow.
And so what a really cool thing. And the girl, the 17-year-old granddaughter, said, I wouldn't have had it any other way. I love him so much. We had so much fun. It was a memory I'll have for a lifetime.
Yeah, that's so cool because she got to experience it. And a guy who's 80 years old gets to experience his first prom also. So
how cool
like
is that for her to give him that? And you know what he said? He said, here's another thing I just crossed off my bucket list. I always wanted to go to the prom.
Oh, that's so cool.
Okay, so here's another great story about a cool kid. Here's an 8-year-old girl who honored her grandmother. Her grandmother passed away before her 60th birthday. So what this young lady did, her name is Alex McKelvey. She's of Lakewood, Washington. She decided she was going to do 60 random acts of kindness before what would have been her grandmother's 60th birthday. So she started out with 60 random acts of kindness. She did things like painting walls at the YMCA, all kinds of community things. And she accomplished it. So
back up a second. This girl's 8 years old.
8 years old. Okay, so it gets better. She accomplished this before her grandmother's birthday was just this past March. Now she's decided that she's going to take it a step further. She's going to go 10 times that number to honor her grandmother. And by next year's birthday in March, she will have done 600 acts of kindness.
That is so cool.
How amazing is that?
This girl's 8 years old.
8 years old. She says, I really wanted to honor my grandmother. My grandmother was a kind and loving person. And I thought, what a great way. I'll do 60 great things for my grandma. And now she's accomplished it. She loves what she's doing and getting people involved to the degree where she's like, okay, now I'm going to do 600. And I bet you anything, she'll meet that 600 and then she'll go 6,000 because that's the kind of girl this little girl is.
No, it sounds like that. And you know what? She sounds like an inspiration for all of us just to do a simple act of kindness. If it's a smile at the person behind the register or if it's, like you said, painting a wall at the YMCA, whatever it possibly is.
Yeah, picking up garbage. I mean, they were doing all kinds of things, 60 random acts of kindness.
Yeah.
So I have one last story I want to talk about.
Sure.
Pink, the performer.
Artist Pink,
Pink, young lady.
Mm-hmm.
She was at a cancer benefit, and she wore this beautiful dress. She looks adorable. The next day, all the world is talking about Pink put on some weight. Right?
Unbelievable.
So I loved her comment to the world, and I felt like it was worth sharing. She says, I can see that some of you are concerned from the comments that you were putting all over the internet about my weight. You're referring to pictures last night from a cancer benefit that I attended to support my dead friend, Dr. Maggie DeNome. She was given the Duke Award for her tireless effort and stellar contributions to the eradication of cancer. But unfortunately, my weight seems to be much more important to you. While I admit that the dress didn't photograph on the red carpet as well as it did in my kitchen, I will also admit that I felt very pretty. In fact, I felt beautiful. I feel beautiful. So my good and concerned people, please don't worry about me. I'm not worried about me, and I'm not worried about you either. I am perfectly fine, perfectly happy, and my healthy, voluptuous, and crazy strong body is having some much-deserved time off. Thank you for your concern. Love, Cheesecake. But I thought, yeah, way to go, girl. She's like, come on. I was there to honor this woman who did this phenomenal stuff to try to cure people.
Right.
And you guys are all you care about is my dress.
Yeah, that my dress. Give me a break. Right. But you know what? I'm so glad that she went back and slammed the media for not putting the focus on where they should have put the focus. It's like, here's Pink doing something honorable and trying to bring some attention to the Cancer Society, and instead they're like, I think she got heavy. It's like, wait a minute. She's here to honor someone who's involved
with cancer.
What are we
looking at?
What are we looking at, people? So that's what we're here to do. We're here to bring out some good stories in the world and try to put your focus on some really great things. So thank you, Pink, for adding to our list of good things around the world.
Here are some events that may be happening in your area. Check out events calendar on humanitarianradio.com. On April 24th to 26th, don't forget to check out Therese Hartman's Allowing True Love Retreat in Sedona, Arizona.
On April 27th through April 30th, it's Imagination IQ, and St. Tone will be performing at those shows.
On May 9th, we have Stage Benefit, STAGE. It's a benefit for AIDS. If you haven't listened to their interview, check out the archived page and listen to what Stage is about. That's going to be in Beverly Hills.
Hey, and on May 14th and 15th, it's a Positive Business Conference in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
You can join Tony and I from May 15th to the 17th at the Shakti Fest at the Joshua Tree. We'll be there with Humanitarian Radio interviewing all the great things going on there. And then also on May 30th, it's the 10th annual Happy House Annual Poker Tournament. That's with our friend Bart Simpson, otherwise known as Nancy Cartwright. Listen, we have this event and many, many more all the way through the end of the year. So if you're looking for something great and positive to do, check out the events calendar on humanitarianradio.com.
And if you have an event that you want us to post, just reach out to us either on humanitarianradio.com or on our Facebook.
We want to give a special thank you to our new sponsor, USALuxuryDirect.com. They are a luxury site, sells a lot of really great high name brand things for discounts. If you put in the coupon code HR for Humanitarian Radio, they will give you a 10% discount and match that 10%, giving it to the radio station. And you know, the radio station is only run on donations. So we really appreciate partners like USA Luxury Direct. In addition, I want to thank Soul Tones, Kathleen Farrell, and Chuck Cunningham. They have donated $50 to the radio station this week, and we really appreciate them and wanted to give a shout out to them both.
No, that's awesome, and we really appreciate those guys. Love supporting them, and if you ever get a chance to attend one of their events, they do bowls, and I believe it's called bowl healing.
Yeah, and Kathleen's a Reiki master. She's studied Chinese energetics. They've got it going on, these people. It's SOULTONES.com. Check them out for sure. And thank you so much for supporting our radio show.
And they'll be on the show with us real soon. We're going to be setting up an interview with them.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with Mr. Mark Abadi.
USALuxuryDirect.com. 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 Top name brands from around the world. Sold at discounted prices. Hundreds of items to choose from. Put Humanitarian Radio in the coupon zone for a 10% discount at USALuxuryDirect.com.
I'm living here in a state of abundance. I'm counting blessings that I never saw before. Cause I'm the ruler of this kingdom I call me.
Positive affirmations. Wrapped in pop rock songs.
Give me that best case scenario.
It's motivational musician Saint Tone. Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience, at www.sainttone.com.
We can always hug it out.
Pick up his latest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes.
We choose to.
For music with a positive message, check out sainttone.com.
Okay, and so we are back with Mr. Mark Abadi, holistic psychologist, author of Evolve, producer of Conscious Transformational Events, and so very much more. Mark, we are so happy to have you on the show today. How are you?
I'm great. It's a complete honor to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You know, I was telling you that I was stalking you because I kept going back and back and back to your website, and we'll give everybody the address of your website and how to find you within the show here, but you do so many fantastic, positive things that I didn't know really where to start on. What are your favorite things out of all the things that you do?
Yeah, you know, it's been one of those things in my life. You know, I started off as a psychologist. In fact, I started off meeting a spiritual teacher who's relevant today because I actually, so I met a spiritual teacher when I was 14 who helped me to understand that there was more to life than just numbing away the days because I was bored at school. And so that got me interested in psychology and what was really going on in life and what was the nature of this life of being alive.
Yeah.
And so I went into psychology to try and explore that, and I explored it to the edges and couldn't really find a complete picture. And I went into therapies and alternative medicine and Chinese medicine and meridians and auras and chakras and trying to understand from that perspective, which of course isn't complete. And then I had to go into the understanding of physics and quantum physics and epigenetics and biology and teachers like James Oshman and Bruce Lipton to understand how the physics of communication happens in the body. And of course, that's not a complete picture. So here I am collecting sciences together along with my 20-year practice in meditation to try and provide a holistic view of the universe for people and of their lives. And that's where I find myself in my current output now. Obviously, I wrote a book in encasing all that information into one place. And what I really found is that you have to still be real and human about it, regardless of how spiritual you are.
Right.
If you are a spiritual robot, as I call them, then there's only so many people you can reach. And my aim in life is to share this divine realization with everyone.
Beautiful.
And of course, from a marketing perspective, that's terrible because I speak to a marketer and they say, "Who's your target audience?" And I say, "Everyone."
Everyone.
They cry. They cry because they want me to target somebody.
Yes.
Because that's how you sell things.
Right.
And this concept's different because I'm not in a bracket to sell a concept.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a bracket to sell a realization of self.
Right, and enlightenment.
Yeah, you know, enlightenment is the ultimate. Let's backstep a little bit from that, because the problem with enlightenment, if we're going to get deep into the philosophy of it, is that when enlightenment happens, it never happens to the individual personality. It happens behind the individual personality. And that's something that, you know, we could talk about philosophically. It's kind of like you can't take something that's somewhere and make it everywhere and still expect it to be somewhere.
Right.
It's like you are only the personality you are because you're not my personality. So you can't take that personality and make it everything in the universe, because then it would cease to be the personality.
Makes total sense.
And so let's step back from enlightenment for a second and just talk about personal empowerment and personal satisfaction and personal joy. We can have these things if we start to realize that our lives and our universes, as we are human, is interconnected to every other thing on the planet and in the universe, both in terms energetically, biologically, physically, psychologically, and through chemistry. We're all interconnected. So, getting back to the point of what's my favorite topic? Well, there can't be one favorite. It's like having children.
Yeah.
They all have to be valid and important, and they all are.
And you said that you had started in the realm of meditation 20 years ago. And what what brought you into that realm? Like, how did you get started in that?
My spiritual teacher, this teacher who I told you about earlier today, that very teacher, who found me when I was a 14-year-old, 15-year-old kid, smoking pot, and just because I was so bored at school, I was so disillusioned with the patriarchal, boring system of education, that I just numbed out, you know, it bored me. And so I was smoking, and I was doing other things, and I was just dropping out. I was flunking out from everything. And he met me, and the first thing he said to me was, are you high? And I went, yeah. Like, you know, because I was cocky back then, and I was like, he's a stranger. I've never met him before.
Yeah.
He was actually an extracurricular teacher of mine.
Okay.
And it was deemed, because I was dropping out of school, because I was, not...
You're over it.
Mm-hmm. It was deemed by my parents I should maybe seek some extracurricular education. Like, an out-of-school chemistry teacher, for example.
Okay.
And I had already heard from one of my friends that this character was interesting, because he went to see him. And so the first time I met him, he said, "So you're stoned, or you're high?" And I went, "Yeah." And he goes, "Well, do you think maybe there's more to life than just numbing it out? Do you think maybe there are more... Maybe what if there's more interesting things behind the veil that you can't see?"
Hmm.
And that stimulated my curiosity. For the first time in my life at that point, I had someone who was actually sharing something with me that I knew to be the case, but didn't know I knew it until it was mentioned.
Yeah.
And that just enticed me. From there on, I basically pulled it together with his help. I started meditating. I aced chemistry, and then I took it at a higher level and aced it again. And then I went on to do a bachelor's of science. I did a master's degree. I just basically, I did it really to prove to myself that I could do whatever I wanted.
Isn't that amazing that one statement that is so simple could have such an effect on the whole rest of your life?
Yeah. It's the simplest statements that are the most important. What really was the impact is there was something in his eyes that I recognized but couldn't identify.
Huh.
And that's what people now say when they talk to me. They say the same thing, and I now have what he had.
right. I love the fact that you are coming from a scientific approach, because a lot of people think of spirituality and holistic healing and meditation and all that stuff of not having any scientific backing to it. Especially newcomers into that world, they feel like, oh, this is, some kind of a trend, blah, 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 not realizing that there's factuality behind it.
Oh, yeah. And, as far as research goes, most of our medicine comes from Ayurvedic medicine and Chinese medicine. Mm-hmm. And those two things have been doing, research has been done on them for 5 to 10,000 years.
Yeah.
And it's not research like we have now, double-blind clinical control trials in our laboratory with people who want to prove it wrong.
Right.
It's like there is a quantum entangled effect upon everything we do, including experiments we do. That's why homeopathy is very difficult to establish at the moment, because the people doing the experiments are entangled with the experiment.
Right, right.
Can we find a way to disentangle the experiment and take it out of the nature of quantum reality? I don't think we're going to be able to reveal the true nature, because each person's different. Each experiment is different, and they will have mm-hmm. different results.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But yes, definitely there needs to be a scientific approach, but also not just a scientific approach. You need to use your instincts and your spirit of self, as well as the science, blended with your own actual experience in meditation.
Right. And I think what the scientific explanations do is just help some of the people that need that confirmation to get over the hump of their argumentative self and realize that, yes, this is, something that is legitimate and you can wrap your arms around. That it's not hocus pocus and it's not baloney and all the other things that we've heard it be called over the years. And I think that that's what the scientific side of it does for the skepticism in people.
What are we referring to now when we talk about it?
A lot of times we talk to people in relationship to what we're doing here on the show, and they'll say to us, the belief in spirituality, well, that's just like another religion. There's no real facts behind any of the spirituality, the meditation, the holistic behavior, that type of thing. And we come back with, there's a lot of science behind it, that it's not just something that someone made up like another religion out of thin air, there's actually some substance to this and you should reconsider your thought pattern. So that's what I'm saying by, I think the science behind the thought pattern of spirituality, holistic, conscious thought, that type of thing, really helps in this day and age of people that are so skeptic.
Definitely. I also both agree and disagree with your statement in the sense of you'll never be able to have science that explores real consciousness on another level.
Right.
And you will be able to have science that tells you about the epigenetic nature of energy medicine and how healing and nutrition and organic foods and Chinese medicine, acupuncture, and all these things, how they're having an effect on the physiological and energetic systems of our body, including the psychological system. And that will soon become science truth. And, you know, when it does, people will go, oh, yeah, of course, it's so obvious.
Yeah.
Until then, you know, without getting into conspiracy base, the pharmaceutical industry run 95-98% of all clinical research that goes on the planet.
Right.
And they're interested in producing a dependency on a symptom-based medical model.
Right.
Take this and you won't have any pain anymore.
We've had many conversations on this show of therein lies problem number one.
You know what? The brilliant thing is shows like this and other online and spiritual aimed events. Like, I mean, I've just been involved in a conference in San Diego, the Integrated Health Conference. It was a cancer conference.
Okay.
And every medical doctor there and every psychologist and spirit, they were all talking about the same thing, which is the integration of medicine into this unified perspective. Not treating things as separate, treating things as interconnected. The nutrition you eat, the thoughts you think, there's masses of data. I mean, the placebo effect.
Right.
The placebo effect is the one thing that's always done in every experiment, no matter who you are, the pharmacist, whatever.
Yep.
They've always got the placebo effect controls. So what is that? People say, oh, the placebo effect, just the placebo effect. So it's just mind over matter, is that what you think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the placebo effect is mind over matter. And that is about a 40% effect. So and that is far higher than most drugs.
Right.
Most prescription drugs are not even effective to 40%.
Yeah.
So the placebo effect is a powerful effect, and it's something that's recognized across the world. You know, nobody denies that it happens.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow, we just sort of pass over it and go, oh, yeah, it's just the placebo effect.
Yeah.
So that is us manipulating reality. And that's what's starting to be realized in medicine now. So that's the first side, is that all these integrated medical approaches, including now meditation, we map the brainwaves for meditating. It's a very established, very rigorously experimented on thing. Now that mindfulness is the big key buzzword, you know, although I like to teach both mindfulness and mindlessness. So, but it's the big thing these days to have mindfulness things. Google do it in their offices. Everyone does it. And it does increase your cognitive functioning, decreases your risk of cardiovascular disease, and lots of things.
Tons of benefits, absolutely. And I'm delighted that it's being spoken about more and more every day. It's coming out of the closet, if you will.
Yes.
So you wrote a book called Evolve. Let's talk about that for a minute.
I really wanted to write a handbook for people who were, if you like, starting out on this journey. People who are medical practitioners or therapists or just people who are curious about what it all means, holistic medicine, where's the future of our lives. And I write from a very relaxed, comical perspective because that's my character.
Okay.
I'm a performer. One group labeled me the Robin Williams of energy medicine.
Beautiful.
Because when I'm up on stage, I'm telling jokes, I'm performing. And I believe this is to be a key factor in people
Sure.
You see, when we're sat and we're listening to a boring lecture from some old white man, we literally are not engaging with it. It's not engaging with us. We're not engaging with it. It's like a closed one-way loop, a patriarchal system.
Yeah, your brain just naturally shuts down.
Sorry, say again.
I said your brain just naturally shuts down because you're not stimulated.
Yeah, it's one way. It's not holistic. A holistic approach is what you get at a comedy club when you've got the comedian on stage saying jokes and then the audience laughing.
Mm-hmm.
There is a feedback mechanism to the comedian.
Yeah.
Here, interacting with the audience.
Right.
And the best way you can interact is literally if you start laughing, then what happens is the defense mechanism that was previously there drops.
Mm-hmm.
And you become open to whatever are the fundamental truths in front of you, rather than your biased perspective of what you're seeing.
Makes total sense. Sure.
So because everyone, no matter how cool they are, comes with biases to an event, to a discussion, to a point. And in order to drop those biases, if you can make somebody laugh, then suddenly their preconceived biases become less influential and they can hear the information that's in front of them more purely.
Totally makes sense. So you wrote your book with that type of a thought in mind.
For sure. I wrote it very casually, very easily. It's a big book, but it's written in a way that is funny and comical and easy to read. I'm not a massive reader. I'm actually dyslexic, which was part of the reason I was so bored at school.
Sure.
But of course, you know, having to do degrees and masters, and you know, you have to read a lot.
You have to read, yeah.
And so I wrote the book in a way that is easily digestible in sections and points. And you know, one of the chapters, for example, is on relationships, and it's called Relationships or Relationships. And I don't know how much I'm allowed to say that word on air.
Oh, but, you're allowed. You know, you can say what you want.
That's what I like. So, but that's the type of it, which gives you an understanding of the sort of thing I'm talking about. And then another one is on work, and the next one is on the medicine of the future, and then there's meditation, and, you know, it's all about helping us to understand who we are and how we can improve who we are.
Yeah.
So the title of the book is Evolve, and the subtitle is Living in Balance and Self-Acceptance through Science, Spirituality, Mindfulness, and Nutrition.
Perfect.
And it's, you know, it's as small as I could make the subtitle by saying all the things that I needed.
But it says it all. And, you know, you get this book completely, fully understanding what you're about to get into.
Yeah. And it's got cartoons in.
Say that one more time again.
I said it's got cartoons in.
Yes.
I put cartoons in to again, lighten the message that is very scientifically based and serious, and it's fully referenced as well. Fully referenced. So, you know, the bibliography at the back is fully, the reference list is fully active. And, of course, it's a starting point.
Yeah.
A holistic starting point for people to bounce on.
Which is just really great, because a lot of people don't know how to jump in, if you will. I mean, they don't get that trusting their instincts is already starting, you know, is already your starting point.
Unfortunately, most people are stuck in the first level of Maslow's hierarchy of need.
Mm-hmm.
They're still trying to find shelter and food for them and their family. And society at large, especially in America, pumps a lot of fear into people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got this fear-based concept of, like, God, you've got to keep working, otherwise you'll die, and, you know, terror, and it's the end of the world, and all this fear-based media.
Yeah. And, you know, Tony and I, we talk a lot on the show about how neither one of us ever watch the news on purpose, because the news is so programmed to instill fear, which is another one of the reasons why we started this show. And our tagline is shouting out some good news for your soul, because we always find good news. There's a ton of good things that are going on in the world. And you're better off to listen to those good things than you are to listen to traditional media in America, for example, because it does instill fear. So
yeah, I get my news from Jon Stewart's Daily Show.
I love it. I love Jon Stewart. Although his replacement today was under a lot of heat for his comedy comments, and I thought, wow, isn't that sad? Let you know, give the guy a break. He's trying to make light and fun of situations that are not fabulous in the world. And so,
has he already been replaced?
Yeah, last night, I guess, was the first night of the new gentleman. A gentleman from South Africa. Yeah. So Twitter went crazy saying, oh my, you know, look at this guy. He's already giving one-liners that are talking bad about people, about Jewish people and people overweight. And the reality was the gentleman is saying, come on, really? I'm trying to break the ice here and get you guys to consider that not everything is as horrible as the media shows you, exactly what we're speaking about. And I thought that was really interesting timing. So tell me about you producing conscious transformational events, because that is something that our listeners are constantly going to our events page and checking out what's going on around the world. And I know that you have quite a few events slated this year that we're going to put in our events page so that people can reach out to you and get involved in what you're doing.
Excellent. Well, you know, I mean, since I came to America literally to start outputting more conscious happening events and online products. And I'm also creating a whole series of online courses. Mm-hmm. I just created one on a website called Sparkle, which is spelled with a Z, Sparkle, Z-A-R-K-L. It's a post-traumatic stress, mindfulness for post-traumatic stress, a seven-day course. And but I'm also doing a lot of other courses online for people. So for me, creating online product is a way to help people across the world who can't come to physical events.
Yeah.
So I'm really keen on that. And I'm keen to communicate with anyone who wants help in developing those. I'm also a life coach, so I help people create their online presence.
Beautiful.
The other thing I'm doing is this actual physical event. So I was in LA and I was doing stuff at the LAX Convention Center and then at the 30 Integrated Health Conference on Cancer down in San Diego. And now I'm working with a brilliant group called Bhakti Fest, BHAKTIFest.com. And Bhakti Fest is a brilliant yoga and spiritual music or devotional music and transformational workshop event. It's a festival. Mm-hmm. And there are three of them. And they happen mostly in California, in Joshua Tree. Mm-hmm. So there's Shakti Fest, which is a smaller version of Bhakti Fest. And these are all influenced by the Indian traditions, or the Vedic traditions, or the spirituality from there, and then the devotional music and the singing. And it's very beautiful. And of course, yoga comes from India. It's all about the joining with your empowered self. And there's workshops.
Mm-hmm.
So Shakti Fest is in May 15th and 17th in Joshua Tree. And then we have a Bhakti Fest in the Midwest, which is in Madison, Wisconsin. That's in June 26th or 28th. And then our big event, which has about 4,000 to 5,000 people, is the Big Bhakti Fest, held in Joshua Tree, September 10th to 13th. These festivals are beautiful because everyone there is interested in just compassionate love. There's no alcohol, by the way, on site. There's no drugs or alcohol allowed on site.
Great.
It's purely about family experience of spiritual divinity and spiritual connection with our fellow beings.
Very nice.
It's about sharing, caring, love, and compassion, and personal growth and development.
And you can't get enough of that these days.
Exactly. Well, and we have a load of footage online. People just search back to best. Load of videos out there, and lots of information. We have one of the biggest online stores of video and photos and information around this sort of thing.
So Mark,
has been going about 7 years.
Mark, give us the address where people can find all your goodies online and where they can get more information on the events and how to buy your book and all that fun stuff.
Okay, well, my book they can find on the website Book Evolve. That's BookEvolve.com.
BookEvolve.com, okay.
Or they could just go to my, just search my name. If they know how to spell my last name, which people often get wrong, but Abadi, that's A B ADAI. I'm sure there'll be a link on the website.
Yes, exactly.
And then for Bhakti and Shakti Fest, it's all under the Bhakti Fest website. So BHAKTIFEST, BhaktiFest.com. And that will take you through to the site, and you'll see the three events on there. You go to whichever is of most interest to you.
Excellent.
And by the way, we offer veterans free entrance.
Very nice. Very, very nice.
We're very keen on giving back to those people who give out. And that is just a general principle, actually. We want to support people, and I particularly am very keen to support people who are doing good things for the world, who are sharing compassion and acceptance and health and wellness with the world.
And Mark, if someone is putting together some type of a transformational event, can they reach out to you?
Definitely. Definitely. Okay. I mean, I have all the people involved, all the producers. I have produced different events from all over.
Excellent.
If you've got a conscious event and you want to discuss putting it on, get in touch with me.
Beautiful.
Probably go to my website and get in touch with me through that.
Mm-hmm.
So my website is markabadi.com.
And that's ABADI. And
Mark, not Mark.
Yeah, M-A-R-K. And we will absolutely have a link for you on our website, as well as we're going to post Mark's three events and anything else that he's got coming on, and keep in touch with Mark for you listeners that want to go to some of these events or find him through us. And Mark, we really want to thank you for joining us on the show today. It has been an absolute pleasure to have our first of, I'm sure, many conversations with you on Humanitarian Radio. And definitely reach out to us and let us know what kind of things you have going on so our listeners can follow you and participate in the things that you're doing. And it's really great to have you here in America doing
Excellent.
These fabulous things for us.
Thank you so much. And of course, anyone can follow me on Twitter or Facebook. I'm all over the social media sites.
Beautiful.
As I said, Facebook, as I now call it, CIA book. It's fine. They've got all our information. Don't worry about it.
Right.
But look, we are sharing and caring, and you know what? The best advice I can give anyone is there's an apathy that's spreading across the world at the moment, and that apathy is, but we can't make a difference. It's the Russell Brand kind of reflection that he's been offering,
yes.
Which is, we can't make a difference, there's no point voting, blah, blah, blah. You know what? You are quantumly entangled with your neighbor, with your politician, with your president, with the rest of the world. If you make a shift inside yourself, there will be a quantum flux that mm-hmm. ripples through the world and changes reality in front of you.
I'm so happy to hear you say that, because we constantly preach, if you will, on our show that one person can absolutely make a huge difference in the direction of humanity.
And the fundamental thing is, they can make the difference by never leaving their house.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to leave your house. You could sit in the cupboard under the stairs and make a difference from there.
Yeah. It's a beautiful
thing.
That's
an amazing thing.
It's a beautiful thing. Absolutely. Well, thanks again, Mark.
Share compassion, share love with your fellow neighbor. Be authentic while doing it.
Can't say it any better than that. Thank you so much, my dear, and we will absolutely talk to you again soon, and thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks so much.
Hey, so every week we like to dedicate a song to our guests, and this week it's a song I wrote called Road to Me, and I really feel this is something that ties in with Mark, with his journey of finding who he really is. This is Road to Me by Saint Tone.
Walked into the woods by myself. All I got was lost. I took turns and twists and slides and climbed around the branches of my thoughts. And I got so lost on the darker side. Let's light it up. We're too confused and all this time.
took a walk today into the woods. All I got was gone. I took turns and twists and slides and climbed and climbed the branches. Yeah. Become a magnet to my soul to help me find strength to find the road to me. La, 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 la,
so once again, that was Road to Me by Saint Tone. If you like that song, you want to check out some more work, go to www.sainttone.com.
You know, if you're looking for a little spark on your any day, you can always go back to humanitarianradio.com and check out any of our previous shows. We do keep them on there so that we can inspire you to find some good news for your soul. Do something great for someone else in your world.
Yeah, and if you know of a story or if you know of someone that should be on our show, by all means, connect with us on Facebook at Humanitarian Radio or go to our website, humanitarianradio.com, and reach out to us. Let us know any good news that you have out there that you want to share with the world.
Make it a good week.
We'll see you next time. Take
Bye-bye.
Care.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.